Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Jellyfish in Indiana? Are you kidding? Believe it or not, it's true. On rare occasions, freshwater jellyfish have been found in Indiana ponds, lakes, and slow-moving rivers. These brainless, boneless, bloodless blobs are cousins to the more familiar saltwater jellies, as they're often called. They're natives of China, but they hitchhiked their way to the U.S. nearly a century ago. Now they've been reported in all but 7 of our more northern states. Jellies are not fish, but relatives of the many soft-bodied animals found in our waters worldwide. In their beginning stages, jellyfish may resemble tiny, clear jelly beans clumped together and found attached to aquatic vegetation. As adults, they are practically transparent with umbrella-shaped bodies and numerous tentacles trailing behind them as they float near the surface of calm, shallow water. And though jellyfish have thousands of tiny stingers in their tentacles, these nickel-sized creatures don't harm humans. Instead, they use their tiny harpoons to spear minute animals called zooplankton. Freshwater jellyfish are quite elusive and unpredictable. When they do appear in our waters, what a sight! Hundreds or thousands of jellies float along together in what is called a bloom. If you've seen them in a body of water one year, they may not appear the next year or even several years after. So if you do happen upon this phenomenon, consider yourself lucky.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information on where to find jellyfish in our state is available at nature.org/Indiana.